Chips ahoy.
Now, what? Whose choir robe is this?
Well, whose do you think? That tubbo, Roselle. Every time she hits that high note in Amazing Grace, she splits the seam.
Well, I'm going to have to double stitch this and add a panel.
Lord, choir robe maintenance is dreary work.
Then why'd you volunteer for it?
Because I want to be Church Lady of the Year, and I'll go through hell to get it.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter how many unpleasant good works you do. Alberta Meacham always nominates the woman who gives the most money to the church expansion fund. She's not about to make an exception for you.
Why does she dislike me so? I've never said one bad word about that vicious old biddy.
Well, Vinton, what are we going to do?
Oh, it'll be all right, Skeeter. We'll manage somehow.
Honey, we need $168,000.
What'd they do? Up the ticket price at the tractor pull?
No, Mama. That's how much it's going to cost to raise our baby.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. You could raise the Titanic for that kind of money.
Not according to Parenting Today. Just listen to this. To bring up a child from birth to age 18, you can expect to spend an average of $168,420.
Yeah, and we don't even have the $420.
Well, I had no idea it was so expensive to raise a child.
Well, I blame it on all them designer labels. Kids have got names they can't even read stitched on their butts.
And so shall ours. Don't you worry about a thing, sweet pea. You are going to have a polo play suit if everyone in this family has to starve.
Now, no one is going to starve. I'll just have to work overtime down at the Quick Keys.
Well, that's not going to cut it. We need to think of a way to make big bucks in a hurry.
You know my cousin Nadine? She made a fortune selling wrinkle cream to her friends.
Nadine ought to use that stuff on herself. She's got more lines than the telephone company.
Hold it. That is a great idea, Iola, selling something. Why, just think, Vinton. You and I could be entrepreneurs.
Or we could just go into business for ourselves.
Nadine says that the trick is finding the right product, something everybody needs.
I tell you, a guy selling brains could clean up in this house.
Hi, Bubba.
Hello, Bubba. Hi, everybody.
Bubba, what is the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm just a little tired after swimming practice.
Well, what'd you swim, the English Channel? Good Lord, you're coming down with something.
Oh, I hope it's not that flu that's been going around.
Well, it can't be. I got a big swim meet coming up in 2 days.
Well, just do the crawl over to my chair and I'll go get you something.
Boy, I tell you, everybody down at the mall has been getting this bug.
Mother had it. The doctor told her to drink plenty of liquids and stay in bed. Of course, that's all she ever does anyway.
Okay, Bubba, here you go. Mother Harper's tonic to the rescue.
Okay, Grandma, lay it on me.
Oh, Thelma, don't tell me you're still using that home remedy of your mother-in-law's.
I most certainly am. She may have been a simple farm woman, but she was a natural-born healer.
Yeah. I remember when she gave a big dose of that stuff to Rita Rose, and it saved her life.
Really?
Yeah, and believe me, that was one sick hog.
Heaven's sakes, Thelma, you're giving your grandson hog medicine.
Rita Rose was just like a member of the family. Here, have another capful, sweetie.
It really works, Iola. I used to get terrible headaches. It took them right away.
Yeah, it's good for anything. One time, I ran out of WD-40. That stuff unfroze the lock.
I tell you, that stuff's a miracle.
Yeah, Mother Harper's miracle tonic. That's it!
That's what?
Honey, this is our million-dollar product. Don't you see? Everybody's going to need this right now.
Because they got frozen locks?
No, honey, because they are sick. We'll mix up a big batch of this stuff and sell it to every sniffer and sneezer in this town.
Oh, you're right, baby. Today, Raytown. Tomorrow, Hinkley. We'll make a fortune.
Now, hold on just a minute. What is this we? My beloved mother-in-law gave me that recipe on her deathbed, and I promised that I would keep it in the family forever.
We'll give you 60% of the profits.
You got a deal.
Thelma, you cannot foist a homemade remedy on an unsuspecting public. It would be immoral.
Not if I give all of my proceeds to the church expansion fund.
You're going to give all of your profits away?
The Lord wants me to. Why else would he schedule voting for Church Lady of the Year and flu season all at the same time? Just the consistency I like. Liquid gold. Needs just another little dab of my secret ingredient. Maybe it's another little dab. Now, what the hell?
Came in to show you my label design.
Well, show it to me from across the room.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Thelma, why won't you tell me what's in it?
Does Coca-Cola tell their recipe to Pepsi? Now back off!
Well, at least I know what your secret ingredient is.
You do not?
Do too. I can smell it from here. Vanilla.
But you don't know how much I put in.
Neither do you.
Sweetheart, be careful with those bottles. They're very fragile.
Well, then why is he carrying them?
Then watch out.
Lord, put them down, put them down, put them down.
Oh, Mama, you're going to love these bottles.
Aren't they beauties?
Naomi, they're all different.
Where the hell did you get these from, a dumpster?
Certainly not. They're from the recycling bin at Food Circus.
I don't recycle the two of you. I want all of these sterilized before we use them. Lord knows whose icebox they've been in.
When's it going to be ready, huh, Mama? Huh?
Just don't rush me, Vinton. I sell no tonic before it's time. Needs just one more little dab of my secret ingredient.
More vanilla?
I swear, this kitchen is full of security risks.
Hurry up, Miss Harper. There are customers waiting. The sooner that tonic starts rolling out, the sooner the money comes rolling in.
Is that all you people can think about? Don't you realize that we have a mission here? It is our duty to provide relief and comfort to our poor, unhealthy friends and neighbors.
Grandma, can I have some more of that tonic?
What, and drink up all the profits? You can pay $5 just like everybody else.
How's life on the assembly line?
Where the hell's Norma Ray when you need her?
My mama, don't you look chipper.
Never felt better in my life. I'm off to my swim meet, and I owe it all to Mother Harper's Miracle Tonic.
That's a ticket. Hey, Bubba, you could do a testimonial when we do our TV ad campaign.
Hey, thanks, Grandma.
Bubba, where are you going with that case?
I'm going to take it down to the gym, see if some of the guys on the team want to buy it.
Great idea.
See you later.
Okay, good luck, sweetie. And remember, cash only, no checks.
Okay, let's see. We're ready to moving it out. That means Bubba has one case. Vint and Naomi took two this morning.
And we're going to take three over the league meeting this afternoon. I tell you, I'm all I have. Ladies licking that tonic out of my hands.
Hey, everybody. Look what we've got. Come on and show them, honey.
Look, money. Over $100.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you hear that, Sweet Pea? We are rich. You're going to have Nintendo and everything.
How many people actually bought it?
Every bottle. I tell you, it sells itself.
We sold a whole case at the trailer park where Luann lives.
Yeah, and Earl, down at the Jiffy Lube, bought three bottles just for himself.
Well, that's it, Isla. Pack them all up. We're going to take the whole inventory.
Come on, honey. Let's take this money and write it down in our book. Our first little entry.
For our first little dividend.
No. Hey! Don't you think you've made enough deposits lately?
Benton, could you help us and bring those two cases to the car?
Sure thing.
Hurry up, honey. Me and my cash receipts will be waiting downstairs.
Yellow. Yeah, this is Vint. sure, sure, you're Earl's wife. Well, I did no such a thing. I saw Earl down at the Jiffy Lube. But I don't care what he says, I certainly did not get him drunk. Oh, yeah? Well, the same to you.
Will you hurry up and get the lead out and load up the car here? I tell you what, we are going to have us a high old time.
And don't forget our white elephant sale. As my husband, the Reverend, says, you can always tell the quality of a church by its rummage. Now, is there any new business?
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
Very well. Apparently, Thelma has something she insists on sharing with us. Go ahead, if you must.
I want to thank you, Alberta, for that warm and generous introduction. Ladies, I'm here to talk to you about a problem that threatens the very future of the CLL. No, it is not lack of faith, hope, or charity. No, it is not backbiting or passing the buck. Then, what is it you ask? You said it all, sister. It is health. You women have been coughing and sneezing and hacking this whole meeting, and I say a church lady cannot afford to be sick if she is going to fulfill her Christian duties.
Elma, where are these histrionics leading?
I'm glad you asked me that question. Ladies, you are about to witness the miracle of the ages. Listen up. You say you're feeling poorly? Not quite up to snuff? Slowed up, dragged out, and downright pooped? Well, have I got a jolt for you, assistant? On this stage, on that table, in this bottle, for the low, low price of only $5 is the answer to your prayers, Mother Harper's Miracle Tonic. If you're weak, it makes you strong. If you're sad, it makes you happy. If you're irregular, it makes... Well, you get the idea. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do, because I like you all so much, I have instructed my assistant here to give each and every one of you a free sample of this miracle potion. Now, step right up. Come on, come on. Don't worry, don't shove. There's enough room, everybody.
Oh, dear, you use a CLL meeting to sell this concoction for your own personal gain.
No, this is not for my own personal gain. I'm just like Paul Newman with his salad dressing. All of my proceeds are going to charity. In my case... the church expansion fund. Hurry. God always sell means another new shingle for our roof. There you go, have some. Here you are. Come on, Alberta, try some. I guarantee you it's going to put a smile on your face. Come on down my hatch. Ah, feel just like Bayer when he invented the aspirin. All right, let me put it in.
Yeah, okay. We'll get it to you as soon as we can.
Yeah,
so long. That was old man McCutcheon out at the trailer park. He wants two more bottles.
Honey, it is time to expand. We've got to double our production to maximize the profits.
Oh, Skeeter. You sound just like Melanie Griffith in Working Girl.
Well, at least somebody's happy.
Well, hello, Bubba. What's the matter?
Swim meet was a total washout. We lost every heat.
Well, how can that happen?
First of all, nobody can stay in their own lanes. And then the relay team decided not to race at all and just dangle their legs in the water.
Why? Was it some kind of protest?
No, they seemed perfectly happy. In fact, to celebrate, they threw Coach in the pool.
Well, I thought you only did that when you win.
Or when you're drunk.
Drunk?
And it was all my fault. I supplied him with that stupid miracle tonic.
Bubba, what are you saying?
Grandma's secret ingredient is booze.
Well, that can't be. It's just a couple of herbs and some vanilla.
Vanilla extract, Uncle Vint. It's 35% alcohol. I sent a bottle of it over to the chem lab and had it analyzed.
Well, no wonder old man McCutcheon wanted refills.
And that would explain why Earl was riding the car lift all afternoon down a Jiffy Lube.
Benton, we have got to get all of those bottles back.
Oh, Skeeter.
We got to break the news to Grandma.
She's down at the CLL. We've got to stop her.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3, la conga. 1, 2, 3, la conga.
There's something not quite right about all this.
Well, I think it's Alberta. She's got no sense of rhythm.
No. I mean, these women are acting strange.
Well, they're just happy with the product. When you're healthy, you're happy.
You know, I was wrong about that tonic. It's fantastic.
Iola, when the Miracle Tonic hits the big time, you know what I'm going to make you? Vice President in charge of quality control.
Oh, Selma.
Oh, honey. Bless your heart. You're a hell of a gal. You're a hell of a gal.
Hey, girl, I want to propose a toast
to all of the church ladies who have gone before us. Here's to those brave pioneers who gave us the quilt and bee, the paper drive, and the pancake breakfast. Bless you ladies wherever you are.
Bless you too, Thelma.
Well, Alberta.
Oh, Thelma, Thelma, Thelma.
Oh, Alberta, Alberta, Alberta.
Thelma, forgive me. I have not always been kind to you.
No. You forgive me. I've been downright mean to you.
Well, I deserved it. But I'm going to make it up to you. I am nominating you Church Lady of the Year.
Me? Oh, well, I'm not worthy. You should be Church Lady of the Year.
No, it should be you.
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 Okay, you're right. It should be me.
Thelma.
Oh, Berta. Iola, are you all right?
All right. I'm going to be vice president.
Mama, can I speak to you?
Excuse us, Mrs. Meacham.
Our whole family. Hey, come here. Guess what I'm going to be?
Hungover.
Grandma, your tonic is laced with alcohol.
Yeah, and you and the church ladies are all snuckered.
Oh, that's probably why I started like in Alberta.
Oh, heavens. Well, I guess we better let everybody know.
Do it and die. You are not going to spoil my big chance to be Church Lady of the Year. Come on, girls! Everybody up for the party!
Well, we bought back all the bottles.
Except for old man McCutcheon's.
We couldn't pry it out of his hands.
Could you people be a little more quiet?
End of that. My brain cells are doing the conga.
Well, it is no less than you deserve. We lost a fortune on this fiasco.
Yeah, Mama. What are we going to do now?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to have some hair of the tonic that bit me.
Well, is that any way for a church lady of the year to act?
Oh, shut up and pour.